The Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Ches Amud Beis, tells us that it's a mitzvah rabbah to fulfill the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuy. It's a tremendous mitzvah, a mitzvah that supersedes other mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveroi when it comes to the redeeming of hostages. The mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuy, when someone's in prison, someone's in captivity, there's a mitzvah rabbah which overrides other mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveroi, such as the mitzvah of tzedakah, to make sure that you release him from captivity or that you participate somehow in the release of these prisoners. Now Rashi explains that the reason why it's a mitzvah rabbah is because the mitzvah pinyan shvuim really incorporates many different aspects of binam l'chaveru. The person who is the captor may choose to starve the person in captivity. He might choose to harm him. In other ways, he might choose to kill him. He is under the threat of suffering from all different forms of pain. Therefore, the mitzvah pidyon shvuim overrides other mitzvahs pinyan l'chaveru. As I said, Rashi. Now, the truth is that this Rashi would be mashma, that the mitzvah of pidyon shvuim only applies if the person is in a state of sakana. Because Rashi, in defining why it's a mitzvah rabbah, explains that the person is in a state of danger, and that is why it's a mitzvah rabbah. The Rambam as well, when describing the mitzvah of pinyon shvuim, mentions the fact that the person in captivity is in a state of sakana, and therefore it's very important to have him released. Again, the Rambam implies that the mitzvah of pinyon shvuim only exists if, in fact, the person is in somehow a danger to his life. However, other Rishonim clearly indicate that the mitzvah pinyon shvuim applies even if there's mamish, no sakana involved in this person's captivity. The Meiri, the Radvaz, and the Shach all clearly indicate that even if the person's there in prison for a white-collar crime and he's not in a state of danger, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah of pinyon shvuim to have him released. And in a simple and superficial level, it seems like it's a machlekes rishonim, whether the mitzvah of pinyon shvuim applies even if there is no sakana to the person's life. However, many poskim speak out that it, not necessarily is this really a machlekes, because it could be even Rashi and the Rambam agree that the mitzvah of pinyon shvuim applies even if there's no sakana involved in this captivity, even if the person who is being held hostage is not in a state of sakana, there still is a mitzvah of pidyon shvuim, perhaps. And that which Rashi and the Rama both mention, a matzav of sakana, perhaps is there to explain why it's a mitzvah rabbah, why it has a unique quality that makes it supersede and override any other mitzvah b'nam l'chaveru. So that aspect only applies if there's a matzav of sakana. But perhaps, even if there's no sakana at all, Rashi and the Rama agree that there is a mitzvah of pidyon shvuim, it's just that it doesn't have the unique feature of being a mitzvah rabbah. At any rate, it seems from most poskim that there is a mitzvah of pinyon shvuim even if the person's life is not at stake. However, again, Rashi and the Rambam do mention a sakana element when describing the mitzvah of pinyon shvuim. Now, this is a very important Mishnah, Maseches Gittin Daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah says that even though there's a tremendous mitzvah to mekayim the mitzvah of pinyon shvuim, nevertheless, if the captors are asking an exorbitant price for the release of the prisoner, we are not paid to the prisoner. We don't redeem the prisoner. We don't pay for his release. We don't redeem him. And the Gemara presents two possible reasons for this halach. Why, if the price is exorbitant, do we not fulfill the mitzvah of pidyon shvuim? Two reasons. Number one, says the Gemara, perhaps this is because of duchka the tzibur. We don't want this to be a tremendous burden on the tzibur. It's going to be too difficult to impose this on the tzibur. It's too hard, it's too expensive. Therefore, we're not mekayim the mitzvah pinyin shvuyim if the asking price is very steep. That's reason number one for this halacha. Or, says the Gemara, perhaps the reason is because if you pay the exorbitant price that is being asked for the release of the person in captivity, the captors will be enticed to do this again. This will be an incentive for them to keep doing this, to keep having hostages taken, because then they will be making a lot of money. So don't give in to their demand, because if you do, that will just cause them to continue in this path, and that is something that's very dangerous for the tzibur. Two reasons. Either because of duchka the tzibur, it's too difficult for the tzibur to have this imposed on them, or it's because it might entice the captors to continue in this way because they are actually making a lot of money off this. So, thinking about what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if, let's say, you have someone who was captured and he's in prison, and let's say he comes from a very wealthy family, or you have a wealthy donor. You don't have to impose the release and the money for the release on the tzibur. A person is willing to foot the bill, maybe it's his family. So there's no problem of duchat the tzibur, because it's not going to impose a burden on the tzibur. However, if there's the second chashash that we have to be concerned with, the fact that the people that captured him will be enticed to do this again, so it would be usur even in this case. We wouldn't be able to be paid to the prisoner, because l'maisa, we're afraid that the person will continue kidnapping people or making hostages because they want more money and they were successful the first time. So this is the nafkamina, the Gemara says. L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and Yerideas, and Reish Nun Beis, like the second reason. That the reason why we don't redeem prisoners or hostages if the asking price is exorbitant is because we're afraid that by being successful the first time, the people who capture these prisoners will continue to do so again, and it's going to be a very dangerous mahalich and approach for the community. That is the Psach of the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rambam, that we go like the second reason. And therefore, even if you have someone who's willing to foot the bill, even if the person comes from a very wealthy family that is willing to foot the bill, we still don't let them pay for this person's release because it is something that is very dangerous. That's the Psach of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the truth is that the Gemara makes an exception to the rule. The Gemara says that the prisoner himself is allowed to be paid to himself. In other words, if he himself has the money to arrange for his release, he could pay for it. And the Gemara also indicates that ishtoi kegufoi. Ishtoi kegufoi is not just a hashkofa concept, it's also a halacha concept. And since ishtoi kegufoi makes us view the woman as if she is her husband himself, so if, let's say, a person's wife is captured, and he has the money, he's able to redeem her. He's able to redeem her because it's as if he himself has been captured and you're allowed to pay for your own release. However, if your daughter has been captured, Layoleinu, then even if you're very wealthy, you're not allowed to pay for her release, because we go like the second time of the Gemara, that this doesn't have to do with duchka de tzibur, it has to do with enticing the captors to continue doing this trick. Mamela, it will be usher to redeem your daughter even if you're able to afford it, because we don't want the people continuing to kidnap people and taking prisoners, because it will be a very dangerous idea for the community. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. However, we do find an exception to the rule. We find an exception to the rule where the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Ches tells us that there was a certain Tanner, Shua ben Chananya, who paid an exorbitant price for the release of a young bacher, a young boy. And the Gemara is very bothered by this event. And Taisus explains that this doesn't really contradict the earlier sugya. Earlier we found that it's usher to pay for the exorbitant price to release a prisoner because, says the Gemara, either duchka de sipur, we don't want this to be a tremendous burden on the tzibur, or because we don't want them continuing to have hostages taken from our community. So Taisus asks that this Gemara in Gittin seems to be very difficult, because the Gemara says that Rav Shua ben Chananya paid for the release of this boy because he thought that this boy had potential to be a Tam Chacham. And Taisus asks that this seems to contradict the earlier Gemara that it's Aser. What was the justification for Rav Shua ben Chananya to pay the exorbitant price for the release of this particular bacher? Taisus presents two mahalchim. Taisus presents two mahalchim, very important lahalacha. So, Zok Taisus, number one, perhaps he was in imminent danger. When the person is in a state of sakana, says Taisus, there is no iser to redeem him, even if the asking price is exorbitant. Even if it's a very expensive release, if the person is about to be killed, the halacha is, it's mutter to pay for his release. Now, even though we mentioned before, from Rashi and the Rambam, that every single case of pinyan shvuyim, at least when it comes to the mitzvah rabba aspect, applies when, because there's some sakon involved, perhaps Taisus is telling us that there's a difference between sofik sakona and vadai sakona. And Taisus is saying that when it's a vadai sakona, when the person certainly is going to be killed, there is a mitzvah pinyan shvuyim in spite of the fact that it's very expensive to arrange for his release. So akoponim, at least when there's a vadai sakona, when there's certainly a situation of danger that this person is in, there's a mitzvah to pay for his release, even if it's extremely expensive in releasing him. However, Taisvis gives a second mahalach, and this mahalach seems to hold that even if the prisoner is in a matzav of sakono, there still is an isser to pay the exorbitant price for his release. And this teretz holds that the exception to the rule is if the person is muflik b'chachma. If the person is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, or like the case of the Gemara, where he wasn't yet a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but the boy had shown a tremendous amount of potential, and says the Gemara, this person Taka turned out to be one of the great Tanoim. This person came to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Therefore, since this person had a tremendous amount of potential in Chachma, we therefore make an exception to the rule, and we arrange for this person's release, in spite of the fact that the asking price is exorbitant. So we have two mahalchim that Taisus gives us for the exception to the rule. Number one, perhaps when the prisoner is in a matzav of sakona, you're able to redeem him even though it's very expensive. Number two, perhaps if the person's a Talmud Chacham, or at least he has the clear potential of being a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he has very clear signs of Chachma, again, there's an exception to the rule, you're allowed to pay even expensive price for his release. How do we paskin la halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch in the Yerideas and Reish Nun Beis paskins like the second mahalach of Taisus. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the exception to the rule is based on the fact that this person was a Talmud Chacham, or he had the potential to be a Gadol Hador, and therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, even though normally it's also to release a prisoner to pay for pidyon shvuyim, if the asking price is very steep, when it comes to the prisoner who is a Talmud Chacham, or someone who is Muflug B'Chachma, or has potential to be in the Gadol Hador, you're able to pay for his release, even though it's very expensive. The Shulchan Aruch, therefore, would indicate that even if the prisoner is in a matzav of Sakana, you're not allowed to pay the exorbitant price, because he doesn't accept the first teretz of Taisvis. He only brings down the second teretz that has to do with Talmud Chacham. The first teretz is not brought down the Halacha, therefore, it would sound like, from the Shulchan Aruch, that even if the prisoner is in a state of Sakana, you don't really redeem him if it's a very steep asking price. The Knesset Yecheskel blurt down in the Pisrei Tshuva brings down a Machlekes HaPaiskim, and he says that this Machlekes, whether there's a mitzvah to pay the expensive price if the person is on a state of sakana, should be telling you the two truths in the Gemara. The Gemara said two reasons why perhaps there's an isser to pay for the release if it's very expensive. Number one, Duchka the tzipur. We don't want to impose a big burden on the tzipur. It's too difficult. Number two, because we're afraid that the captors will continue kidnapping people and making money off it. Those were the two reasons of the Gemara. Zakti Knes Zecheskel, the Nafkamina, is our case. If the person is in a state of sakana, are you able to pay for his release even though it's very expensive? Zakti Knes Zecheskel. If the reason is als Duchka the tzipur, that it's just a very difficult burden for the tzipur, well, the exception to the rule would be if the person's in a state of sakana. You have to do what it takes to redeem him from the sakana. Therefore, even though it's a duchko, the tzibura, you still will go ahead and redeem him, even though it's very expensive. However, says the Knesset Yecheskel, if the reason why we aser the community to pay for the release of a very expensive pinyan shvuyim is because we are afraid that the captor will be enticed to continue kidnapping people, then that Svara applies even if the person is in a state of sakana, because Lamaisa, by redeeming him, you're putting the entire community in a state of sakana. The captors will continue to kidnap people, therefore, it will be usur even if the person is in a state of sakana. And therefore, says the Knesset Yecheskel, since in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, like the second reason, that the reason why you don't pay the exorbitant price is because we don't want them to continue kidnapping people, it would follow that even if the matziv is a sakana issue, even if the prisoner is in a state of sakana, we should not release him, because the second reason applies even if the prisoner is in a state of sakana.